Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Boosie has been going back and forth with Mark Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberger to just get his account back.
What is good? What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your favorite podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here is where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, cultural appreciator, cultural enthusiast, music lover, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host and hip hop aficionado, A-Dub.
It is Thursday, and the shenanigans are just piling up as we go into the weekend, man. So DaBaby has gotten dropped by fashion brand Boohoo and is still getting fried on social media for allegedly homophobic remarks that he made during his Rolling Loud festival performance. Now, of course, everybody and their mama has been chiming in. Boosie chimed in, T.I. chimed in, and they brought Lil Nas X into it, and now he's chiming in too. Also, Tory Lanez could be in some hot water. He may have violated the protective order that Megan Thee Stallion had against him. Young Thug is providing us with some wholesomeness to combat all this ratchetness. He did a Tiny Desk concert, and he announced his new project. Clearly a lot to get to, so let's get down to it. All right, so let's start it off with the continuation of this saga with DaBaby. They've been frying our guy over these past few days, man.
Man, every single day, every hour, something's going on with this whole DaBaby and Rolling Loud situation. I wonder if he regrets even going on at this point.
Lord, like, it's just, I never predicted it getting this far. I really did.
Me either.
You talk about the 2021 bingo card, that was not on mine.
Yeah, not at all. Because the latest thing right now is DaBaby did have a fashion line with the brand Boohoo for Boohoo Man, but that has now been cut. Boohoo has cut ties with DaBaby altogether.
Woo. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something about Boohoo. Boohoo is like Fashion Nova's little stepbrother or stepsister. Like,
yes.
Boohoo's like fast fashion. If you don't know, if you need a quick brunch outfit, quick vacation outfit, you know, you can always hit up Boohoo, like a really go-to fast fashion site. So when DaBaby did the deal with Boohoo, it was a big deal. Like, they've done lines with people in the past, like City Girls, mm-hmm. and people like French Montana. Like, they do lines with various hip-hop artists all the time. So mm-hmm. when they did the deal with DaBaby, it was a big look for him, and the line was doing well. So after the remarks at Rolling Loud, Boohoo has decided to cut ties. We covered those remarks. If you haven't heard them by now, I don't know where you've been, but you can listen to the past episode if you want to hear the full breakdown on what he actually said at Rolling Loud. And in the statement when they announced it, they said, "Boohoo Man condemns the use of homophobic language and confirm we will no longer be working with DaBaby. Diversity and inclusion are a part of the Boohoo Group's DNA, and we pride ourselves on representing the diverse customers we serve across the globe. We stand by and support the LGBTQ plus community and do not tolerate hate speech or discrimination in any form."
I just want to know, where was his energy when he hit these people? Like, come on.
Speaking of not keeping the same energy, so that last sentence, "We stand by and support the LGBTQ community and we do not tolerate hate speech or discrimination in any form. Mm-hmm. That is a blatant lie. That's not true, boohoo. You did align with the City Girls. Young Miami and JT have been dragged numerous times for homophobic remarks. So yeah. Let's not act like you're doing this because of the love you have for the LGBTQ community. You're doing it because everybody's jumping on the baby right now and you're piling on top of it because he has aligned with you guys and you guys don't want to look like you endorse that or you condone that. But you're only doing it because people are mad on social media.
Exactly. Like,
this is not about the morals of your brand because your brand has collaborated with people that have made remarks like this in the past. So that was just a lie. I thought that was distasteful. I thought, like you said, they knew that he's hit people at shows. They know mm-hmm. he shot somebody before. Like, you know the person that you're signing up for to do a collaboration with when you do it. This is a popular right. artist. That's why the collaboration is being done. You know what this man had going on before you got him with your brand, but now that it got a little hot, now you jump in ship. I mean, which brands and corporations do all the time, so it's not surprising, but let's not act like it's moral code. Just say what it is. It's a lot of social media backlash right now. We don't want none of that backlash, so goodbye.
But, and it's kind of like a weak emotion, like for the brands who just kind of like, ooh, like they're scared of what's going to happen or people aren't going to buy Boohoo anymore. I don't think the Boohoo man line was even all like that good to begin with. But I'm a Shein girl. I know it's fast fashion too. I'm a Shein guy, Shein girl.
All that fast fashion is the same level of quality from Fashion Nova, right. Boohoo, Misguided, all of them. They all in that same boat to me. Like, it's good for what it's worth. You know, you want to get a few wears out of the outfit.
Okay.
It's not going to last you for years of your life, but it's all fast fashion. So let's not act like this is Louis Vuitton we're talking about. This is right. not Yeezy here that we're talking about. So that's one. But the other part of it is like this moral high horse that these companies try to get on. And it's like, no, just say what it is. You got backlash right now and we don't want any parts of that.
Yeah.
But what they really could have done was be like, okay, we don't support these statements. We condemn these statements, but we're going to open up the dialogue and have a discussion and see where it leads from there. I think that's more productive than being like, oh, well, he said something wrong. We're cutting this guy off. I just think it could be better handled than this.
Okay, PR Asia.
You know, if y'all brands, artists, you know, whoever want to hire me, like, I could tell you how to maneuver. I could show you how to move in a room full of vultures. You feel me? Baby, you know, you did the interview with me in the past, you know, hit me up. I'll tell you how to make this blow over.
Exactly. Yeah. Anybody looking for help in their brand, hire Asia Sky. Come
you.
On.
Come on now. Okay. Now, after Boohoo announced that, the baby, you know, he had to respond again.
Yeah. All he did was he went to his Instagram and kind of reposted the video of his performance at Rolling Loud where the shoe was being thrown at him. And in the caption, it says, "No weapon formed. This how I bob and weave anything sent to destroy me. Check my resume and sit back. # my soul ain't for sale."
Now, another PR move that I would not have advised the baby to make here. Like, see, it's not the initial infraction that really makes you lose all the deals and all this stuff. It's the reaction to the infraction.
Mm-hmm.
You can say that three times fast. The reaction to the infraction.
Right.
Like, when you get this level of scrutiny that he's been getting about these remarks, it's all about how you react to it. You could take it into account what these communities are saying to you and then come back and be like, oh, wow, I didn't even look at it like that, or I didn't even mean it like that, but you know, like, that's not my vibe. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of what he tried to say the first apology, but then he added something on the end that was basically like, yeah, nah, y'all on y'all own though. So it's like, you gotta react to it in the right way. Like, especially if you know you didn't mean any malicious intent. So I feel like this post basically about his soul not being for sale and the company dropping him, like, I get it, your soul shouldn't be for sale, but just in this moment, I don't know that was the thing to say or post.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like you gotta really think hard about how you react in these situations, because these brands, these corporations, these people, these artists, these pop artists he's been collaborating with, like, they're doing what they do in situations like these. So you just got to adjust how you act.
Exactly.
Okay, now with all of this happening, you know, our resident commentator on all things gay and homosexual, Boosie, had to come in and chime in and give his 2 cents.
You know, he was itching to respond to something like this.
Anything involving sex or being gay, Boosie is there off top. So previously we talked about T.I. and him bringing Lil Nas X into this situation, right? Mm-hmm. When he was like, oh, if Lil Nas X can spew his rhetoric, the baby should be able to spew whatever rhetoric he wants. Mm-hmm. Like, just pulling Lil Nas into this situation out of nowhere. Lil Nas had nothing to do with this. So now Boosie is playing off of that, and he decided to drag Lil Nas into it as well. So Boosie basically went on this whole rant about how Lil Nas X wanted to perform naked for charity. He called Lil Nas the F word. And no, we not talk about F-U-C-K. Mm. We talk about the other F word. He basically said, y'all don't tell Lil Nas nothing. And he said, Lil Nas is the most disrespectful person in the world for wanting to get naked on stage. That's like the clean synopsis, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. But this is what Boosie really said in his own words.
Like Lil Nas, they want to perform naked for charity. Like, bruh, they don't tell him nothing. They should be picking sides, man. You don't tell this little faggot ass nothing. That's the most disrespectful motherfucker in the world. He say he won't get naked on stage. Nigga, they got kids to watch that shit. Hey, trying to put that shit on all them churn, nigga. Go viral, nigga. Go suck a dick on IG, bitch. That nigga say he'll get naked for charity. And y'all talking about fucking DaBaby. This man say he won't get naked for charity in front of all these fucking children. That nigga disrespectful like a motherfucker.
Wow.
He said a lot right there. He said a lot.
And it was just like the word choice for me. Like, hey. You would think Lil Nas X personally did something to this man.
Right.
The way he was speaking on him, you would have thought Lil Nas X murdered somebody in his family or did something like... It just was so much hatred towards him. For what?
Yeah, it wasn't even like, you know, Boosie's serious because he had like the serious tone. Like, it wasn't even like a exaggerated or like loud type of Boosie. It was like monotone, low, serious. Like, he felt that.
And then the whole bringing of the kids into it. Like, they always want to say, oh, he's pushing this on the children. Mm-hmm. Like, you could also just make sure you monitor what your kids watch.
Exactly.
Like, you know, that part of it. And then comparing it to DaBaby, like, DaBaby just got naked in this new video that he released yesterday.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about Lil Nas X getting naked on camera or in a performance while you're defending DaBaby, and DaBaby just got naked in his video and at his Rolling Loud performance was in the bed with a woman twerking on him on stage. Like, come on, Boosie, man. If we're gonna be homophobic and hateful, like, at least let it make sense.
Right. Be that same all around with everything. You can't pick and choose.
Keep the same energy. Keep the same erratic energy for everybody. But yeah, so that was Boosie's remarks on Lil Nas X. So after T.I. spoke out on it, then Boosie spoke out, Lil Nas finally decided to say something back. You know, he had to get on Twitter, his favorite method of communication when things happen like this. And he said a few things to Boosie and T.I.
Yep, he responded on Twitter saying, some of y'all not even mad that I'm gay. Some of y'all mad that I'm gay and still succeeding.
That might be a part of it. That might be a part of the reason for the hate. He also went on to say, I'm starting to think you dudes is gay too, because y'all stay on my D.
Mm, let's talk about
That's been the sentiment of a lot of people on social media, though. They're like, why are DaBaby and particularly Boosie, more so than DaBaby, but they were like, why is Boosie always in gay people's business? For him to have so much hatred or disdain for gay people, he always just seems to be in the gay conversation.
Always finds himself in there. So
somehow, some way, I don't know. We're not saying anything about anybody. We're not making any judgments on anybody's sexuality, but it is a question worth asking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and in Lil Nas X responding to all of these criticisms and rants from all these people, he also did another classic Lil Nas X troll. He posted up a YouTube link and it said, Lil Nas X responds to Boosie and T.I. Mm-hmm. So you know everybody's gonna click this. They wanna see what he has to say back. And when you click on the link, what do you think it goes to? What do you think the link is a link to?
Gotta be promoting his new single with Jack Harlow, that industry baby. Hello.
Of course. Classic Lil Nas X. And throughout him doing this, I checked the views on the industry baby video. He has over 43 million streams so far.
He knows what he's doing.
This song has not even been out a month and 43 million streams. Come on, man. Looks like something Lil Nas X is doing is working over there. I'm just saying. Now, while we were talking about Boosie, he is also fighting another battle right now. He's battling with the LGBTQ community and people with sense, but he's also battling Instagram right now.
Two big battles to go head to head with, but the head of Instagram, Adam Mazzari, he went on The Breakfast Club, and of course, you know, The Breakfast Club gang, Charlamagne, DJ Envy, and all of them had to ask him about Boosie, because Boosie has been going back and forth with Mark Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberger, to just get his account back, and he had to make so many accounts to just be on Instagram, couldn't go live, all this stuff. So they asked him, what's going on with Boosie?
Adam was basically like, Boosie has repeatedly violated the new nudity policy. He was saying, you know, sometimes we'll give you an extra try, we'll give you a few chances, but he was like, after a certain point, after you get too many strikes, you can't get your Instagram back. And they were like, okay, well, what about Kim K? Like, DJ Envy brought it up, how he reports Kim K because she's always nude, but they let her post all her pictures, and basically defending Boosie. Well, Boosie, you know, he caught wind of this. You know, he's seen this. He wasn't going to let this fly. So Boosie came back with a few videos of his own, and these were posted on DJ Academic's Instagram because clearly Boosie's old Instagram has been removed.
Exactly.
Even though he's got a new one, these new videos came out on Academic's. And Boosie was basically like Adam Mosseri. He called him Adam Mosseri. He was like, Adam Mosseri, can you give me my page back? Y'all gave her page back. Can you give me my page back? He was basically like, you gave everybody else their page back but me. Mm-hmm. And he says it's not about the nudity policy. He says it's about racism. So what do we think here? Is this another one for DX Daily Court? Like, is this really, do they have a grudge against Boosie, or is it just because Boosie was violating the policy? Because he did have a point. Like, there's people that violate the Instagram policies all the time and they get their page back.
Right. I still see so much like either nudity or like twerking type of videos and things like that. But when Boosie was doing the whole quarantine thing, some of it was really OD. So I'm like, I don't know. I get his point, but he really took it to the extreme where it's like, this is a damn Pornhub account. So I don't know.
Boosie did take it across the line multiple times. And I don't think making disparaging homophobic remarks is really going to help Boosie's case when it comes to trying to get back on Instagram. Because, you know, they have a thing about hate speech as well. Like, if you're caught doing that multiple times, you can get your page deleted, too. So I don't know how it's looking out here for Boosie. He might just have to rock on that new Instagram page he has, like Boosie new Instagram page or whatever it is, whatever the new one is this time. That seems like that's staying. Like, Adam didn't look like he was willing to budge on it.
Yeah, he was very stern with it. He was like, nah, not with it.
Okay, so that's Boosie versus IG. Looks like two L's for Boosie this week.
Right.
Boosie versus the gays and Boosie versus IG. L in both cases. Next case. Tory Lanez. Let's talk about him. So Tory may have violated the Megan Thee Stallion protective order that she had against him following the shooting incident.
Yeah, because Tory Lanez, even though he was not an official act on the Rolling Loud Festival, of course, the baby did bring him out as a special guest. But the problem with that is that since the judge had issued a protective order following the shooting, Tory was required to stay at least 100 yards away from Megan. And according to sources, they're saying that Megan was still backstage when he took the stage with the baby. So that's about, they're saying, could be 100 yards or a little bit closer.
Oh, man. Might not be looking too good for that. I don't know. It's a big area, so maybe he was more than 100 yards away, but we don't know.
Exactly. A source is saying that Tory never saw Megan at the festival, nor do they believe that he got physically close to her. But, I mean, if the court issue is saying it's at least 100 yards, no matter if he sees her or not, then, I mean, I hope they don't get too technical with it, but we'll see.
Hey, you play with fire too many times, you're going to get burnt. That's all I got to say, Tory. Now, on to some more wholesome news to just wash some of these shenanigans off, like clear the palate real quick. Young Thug, he hit the streets with a Tiny Desk concert, and he's going rock. He's in a new music era right now. This is the punk era. So this Tuesday on July 27th, Thug blessed the fans with an NPR Tiny Desk episode, and it took place in the Houdini Estate in Los Angeles, California. So it was basically like a rock set. He had the drums in the back. He had the electric guitars. He had the whole nine yards as far as the band goes. And he basically kicked it off by performing some new music that we haven't heard yet. And he had Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker there and with the rock band Damaged Goods. So this is a whole different era for Young Thug right now. According to NPR, when he put this Tiny Desk out, they're saying that Thug is focusing on authenticity, consciousness, and overall purity on this new punk album that he's set to come out with. And that's supposed to be happening on October 15th.
Young Thug in his rock bag. I'm kind of feeling
it. And it was a great meshing of sounds. Like, he didn't sound out of place doing rock music. His vocals were good. Like, he was singing. His tone was there. The drumming, the electric guitar, they was all getting off. Like, they had different solos. It was really a dope experience. And the ensemble they had on. We had to talk about that. Did you see that?
Of course. course I did. Of course I saw it.
The pink, the all pink vibes. Mm. I was loving it. The drummer, the guitarist, he had on his crop top, his pink crop top and his pink sweats. Thug had his pink dreads. It was a whole look.
A whole vibe, a whole look. I think Thug is just, he's so innovative and creative in these type of things like that, from the look, from the sound, and going all punk rock with this. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling it. It's a good change.
Yeah, Thug is basically just on his rock star vibes right now. He's changed the whole aesthetic. I like it, man. Now, also, he was on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine for this whole rollout, so he's got it planned to a T, you can tell. And in this Rolling Stone interview, he definitely gets candid. Like, he talks about what the new album's going to be about. And he also disclosed that he was suffering from lean addiction at one point, which kind of led to him having organ failure.
Yeah, he was saying in the interview, he was like, I kind of just stayed in the bed and I was like, yo, call an ambulance. I can't move my body. Then he was saying then later when the ambulance came, he couldn't get out of the bed and they had to get him out of the bed, basically. So he kind of like felt like he had no control over his body. Wow. He was numb and couldn't move. So that's kind of scary dealing with that.
Goodness. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know he was going through all that. Like, you know, they rap about what they rap about, substances, whatever. But I didn't know he was suffering from organ failure.
Yeah, like, that's scary.
Woo. That's probably why this new project, at least judging by the NPR performance, is just so kind of introspective and getting deeper into what's been happening in Young Thug's life. Because even when he starts off the performance, he talks about this story about how his mom got into an altercation with someone and his mom got ran over, had a stroke. Like, I'm like, wow, I found out about more about Young Thug in this 5 minutes of the performance than I did for the past couple of years. So, yeah, it seems like it's about to be a really introspective period for Young Thug. But I think that's a good note to end on today. New Young Thug music on the way. That's going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast at. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.